You're listening to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM, and you've just heard Matter of Facts from Lucas State, and I'm joined by Conrad from the band Now. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad, thanks. Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate you coming on. It's brilliant. So let's talk about a little bit of the Lucas State. I believe 2023 marks 10 years since you released your first single. I mean, how did I know it's one of those the horrific questions, and apologies for asking it, but how did the band form and meet and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, 10 years is only a little fraction of how long we've actually, me and Sam, the bassist, have actually been playing music together. Me and Sam, the bassist, we're like brothers. We met when we were 10.
Okay.
And we met at the local youth club. We're from a small working class town, a small salt mining town, actually, in between Liverpool and Manchester. And we used to go to the local youth club that's been going since the early 70s. It's still going now.
Oh, wow.
In fact, our studio is in the building where the youth club is. We still haven't moved out of there. I don't know if that's great or depressing. I don't know.
Anyway, sounds brilliant. Yeah.
I met him when we were 10, and I turned up. He thought I turned up to beat him up because we were a group of lads and we all had skinheads. but we didn't. I turned up to ask him to be in a band with me and start a band when we were 11, I think I was. We started playing music and getting on as brothers from that age. And then we were in bands prior to that together. And then we started this band. Lewis, the guitarist, sat behind me in English classes at school. So I've known him since I was 11 as well. And we bonded over our love of The Clash and The Jam and The Sex Pistols, bands like that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And then, so when me and Sam were looking for a guitarist, we decided to ask Lewis. And then Jake was playing locally in a cover band. And me and Sam saw him. We were just absolutely obsessed with his playing, so we had to ask him to be in the band. This lineup, though, that's the lineup now. We've only been a band like this for 6 years, maybe seven at a push, I think it is. Okay. We had a bit of a different lineup before this. We basically changed our old band name to this band name, and it's very complicated. But yeah, and then obviously it got serious when we signed our first record deal, and we're now on a second album. So
yeah, okay, brilliant. Thank you for that. It's just quite amazing to hear that you've known each other and obviously still like each other after all the amount of time we can work together. That's great to hear. Yeah, and your first album that came out in 2021, Fall Out. But I believe that had been sort of ready. You'd been ready to go with that for a while. I mean, it was really well received. But I mean, was it frustrating that it came out during lockdown and what that meant?
Yeah. I mean, frustrating beyond words, to be honest. It's you know, we'd worked so hard to get to this point. I think it's every band's dream to eventually sign to a major record label and put a piece out on a major. And everything that comes with it, tours, festivals, travel the world. And it just didn't happen. That was just, the rug was pulled from underneath our feet. We didn't get to tour it. We didn't get to, you know, it was very, very frustrating and deflating more than anything. But I mean, that kind of shines a light on this record, though, because this record now kind of weirdly feels like a first release, because if we can tour this record, we can travel the world, we can get out to people and play it for people. So you know, life comes with the yin and the yang, and you got to take something. If we were pent up about it and we were all bitter and twisted about it, then we'd be pretty weird people. You just gotta let it go and get on with it. You know, we released that record and we did eventually tour it, and it was well received. It could have been more well received.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows these things? But you've just got to keep moving forward and keep tunnel visioned and positive about what you're doing. You know,
yeah, look to the future and build on that. And so we come to More Than This, the new album, which comes out on the 10th of March. I think it's safe to say that the pandemic, I mean, it's part of what makes the album what it is. I mean, how did you all cope, and what was going on with, and how did you write the album sort of during all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was inspired by my personal experiences from that. I don't think the whole album was written during the lockdown period. Some of it was, and some of it was when everything eased up and everything was back to normal. But obviously, some of those feelings and that pent-up aggression don't just go away so easily. They stay with you. And I'm a person to write about my feelings and how things affect me and my personal experiences. So that carried through. But I mean, we had, because we run a label during the lockdown, we were able to get together. Our studio was our place of work because we were signed. So we were able to get together and start writing. We found solace in music because it was the only thing that was keeping us bloody going, you know?
Yeah.
And we were able to start forming these songs. And during the height of the pandemic, I was working for a food bank delivering food parcels to families less fortunate than myself. And that kind of pent-up anger, aggression and heartbreak was the catalyst to start writing songs that were heartfelt and deep and personal. And we just went from there, really. So it kind of was, in a strange way, a breath of fresh air for the band, in a way, because we were able to be the best musicians we could possibly be and become better friends and better people, essentially.
Okay. And I mean, you're a band that, I mean, 100% practice what you preach. I mean, you've just mentioned your involvement with the local food banks and all that kind of thing. And the lyrics, the title track of the album, I mean, it paints a bleak and heartfelt, I mean, it's a word you've just used, a picture of modern Britain. But you're not just singing about it. I mean, a lot of bands will sing about what they're doing. But I mean, you're actually working with the Trussell Trust to make a difference. I mean, how did that come about? And what can you tell me things, I mean, like the meal ticket initiative and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I truly, truly believe that music is power, and that when being in music and being an artist with a platform to make positive change and to do good, I think that we should use that platform. I felt compelled to tell the story of this family through this family's eyes, through this lady's eyes. And believe me now, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of other families in exactly the same position, and it's heartbreaking because we should not be living in 2023 where food banks are a thing and they exist. I was delivering food parcels during the pandemic and afterwards as well, and it's something that I became really passionate about in trying to make positive change to people's lives. So I mean, it's all good and well thinking about it. It's all good me talking about it, but it's two different things if you're not actually taking action and doing things about it. So we teamed up with the Trussell Trust. I was there over Christmas helping them out with the deliveries. They're an absolutely fantastic, amazing organisation. For those who are listening, if you don't know who they are the leading, the biggest UK charity for food banks at the moment. The work they do is absolutely fantastic.
So we felt
compelled to put our money where our mouths are and start helping out. But that goes even further when you mention the meal tickets. So we came up with an idea that every ticket purchased for every gig we're doing, a percentage of that ticket fee goes towards the Trussell Trust and helps put food on the table for vulnerable families and families who are less fortunate than ourselves. We then capitalised on that even further by the physical sales of the record, the vinyl and the CD. They will also go, percentage will go towards the Trussell Trust again, put food on the table for those families in need. And this idea came from and was inspired by Marcus Rashford's efforts during what he did for the school, for the free school dinners, fighting the government for that. It was so inspired by that, and being close to that area, and I'm a Manchester United fan as well, and it made sense to do something, you know. And again, when I say people in a position where they can make positive change are doing so, and isn't that inspiring that people can do that? Like, I find that very, very inspiring. So we wanted to do something and try and make a positive change ourselves, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what Marcus Rashford did, as you say, on, and continues to do, was incredible. And you know, football fans of every team, you know, I think were in awe of him, you know, taking on the government, as you say, and actually forcing change. But yeah, I think my hat's off to you for then what you're doing. Is equally inspiring, because you don't see a lot of bands doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, I think. I think that's something that's missing in modern rock and roll music at the moment. I think it happened in the 70s and the 80s, maybe. Bands like The Jam and The Clash talking about social issues and trying to make people aware of what was going on. But I don't really feel that it happens in modern rock and roll music at the moment. I feel that people are too shy to talk about the real issues, you know. This record, we do talk about social and political issues, but we also talk about my mental health and substance abuse and trauma and coming out the other side, and topics that are close to the bone, but topics that also should be talked about. You know, there's a stigma surrounding mental health in this day and age that it should be bottled up and not talked about. There's a stigma especially around male mental health that none of this tough kind of resilient being, when, you know, that's not the case at all, and it's okay not to be okay. And through our music, I'm trying to tell people about my journey of where I've got to through this concept of this album of touching on all these issues that, yeah, they might be difficult to talk about. Yes, they might be difficult to sing about. But if people can hear that music and relate to it, and find comfort in it and use it as a tool for them, then that's a job done, man, you know? Like, I have my songs, I have my bands that I go back to that I still consider a warm hug now that I put on and think, oh, this is amazing, you know? And if we can be that track to somebody else, then that makes me immensely proud. So I think it's important to talk about issues that face us in modern society, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, I mean, you've touched on some of the things that I've definitely spoken about on the radio before around mental health and the stigma about talking. And it's great to hear sort of people like yourselves actually sort of taking a stand and saying, look, it is all right to talk about it. And it's so needed.
Thank you. I just think as a young man in this day and age that it is important, and not many people talk about it, not many young people talk about it as well. So just to be, I'd like to be at the forefront of that, you know, and let people know that it is okay. And through the power of music and the power of positivity and love, then, you know, we can all become better people, can't we, man? And there's no harm in that. There's no harm in preaching it, I don't think.
No, definitely not. No, absolutely brilliant to hear. Okay, so your tour starts at the end of next month. We're based sort of in East London and Essex. So the closest one to us is most definitely the Camden Assembly, which you're playing on the 30th of March. And I was lucky enough to see you play a very intimate sort of launch gig for the album. And but what can our listeners expect from the Lucas State live experience?
Well, we can't wait to get out there, first and foremost. We just can't wait to hit the road, start playing these tracks, you know, start playing the record back, you know, I nearly said back to front then, front to back. and just start gigging again and, you know, really hitting our stride with the tour. We just like people to leave the worries at the door, come and enjoy a rock and roll gig, have a great time, you know, and yeah, let's all have a great night. It's for us, playing live is our bread and butter. It's where we're the most comfortable. It's where we feel we're at our best. So it's just going to be exciting to get out and play these songs. And obviously, we're a band now with two albums under our belt, so we can pick and chop and change as we go on. You know, and that as a band is exciting in itself, really, which I'm very excited about.
I loved the performance that you gave in Soho sort of last month. It must have been now, and I was actually chatting to some people and saying that you're a very powerful live band, but you can appeal to, you know, a lot of bands, you know, they're for you know, they're a rock band or they're an indie band or all of this, all of that. But I think, I mean, you'll appeal to a lot of different groups of people with your music and everything, which is quite, puts you in a good place, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've always discovered, really. You know, I think our youngest fan can be 12 and our oldest fan could be 70, and that doesn't matter to us, you know. I think it's always good to have a really wide fan base, and no matter if you're a punk or a goth or you're into grime, you know, I think you still, people seem to still like our music, which is nice. Yeah, so it's great. I really like that aspect that people dig our music from all walks of life, you know.
You mentioned festivals earlier. So any plans for festivals this year?
Yeah, we're getting booked up at the moment. I actually don't know what's on the cards as of yet. We're just hoping to hit the festival circuit hard and do some great festies. I think it's been a bit difficult though for bands of our size since COVID to get back onto the scene.
Right, okay.
Because there was such a backlog of bands, you know, when everything was getting cancelled and moved. It's just been a bit of a whirlwind of where you can get on and where you can't get on. So things are taking a lot longer to get booked. So we're hoping to be on as many as we can. So watch this space for that, because we're hoping to be up and down the country like a yo-yo, to be honest, in the summer.
Brilliant. So, I mean, I will share links to the to your socials, your website and everything, and also to the Trussell Trust when we put this interview online, and so people can make sure that they're looking in the right place for announcements and things like that. You mentioned Marcus Rashford, and I have to ask, you're a lifelong Man U fan, as you mentioned. How are you feeling at the moment? What's your thoughts on this season and how it's looking going forward?
Well, yeah, I'm very happy at the moment. The one thing I am taking from it is the electricity inside the ground against back, and the energy inside the ground has not felt like that for a very long time. It feels like something special is happening, you know, and might be cliche to say that, but it feels like we're on the forefront of something and we're doing well. I think it's got us playing great. I think that the new manager coming in and the team finally believing in something, I think that just goes to show in the results. Don't get me wrong, I'm nervous about Barcelona this week, but I really feel positive again, which is absolutely amazing. I'm waiting to find out today, actually, if I've got my ticket for the final. So I'm coming down to London soon, next week or so, isn't it? 26th. So, I've been going since I was 6 years old with my dad.
Wow.
Lifelong fan. I've always had that love affair, music and Manchester United.
Yeah, I'm a neutral when it comes to the Premier League, it's good to have the big clubs like you firing all cylinders to make it. I mean, it's more enjoyable for us neutrals to sit back and watch the battle going up and at the top. And I think we're definitely getting that this season. Now, I mean, for my sins, I'm a Southend fan. So we might be going bust next month. So it's we'll move on from football. Good luck for Barcelona, definitely. Right, thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I mean, we're about to play your brand new single, which you've just released, which is Two Worlds Apart. I mean, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Two Worlds Apart, kind of one of the songs that we were last to record. We had two different producers on this record. So one was Dan Austin, who's worked with the Pixies and You and Me at Six, most recently Queens of the Stone Age. He did the first half, and then Adrian Bushby came and did the second half, who's most recently done the new Muse record. Okay. Worked with the Foo Fighters, U2, so high caliber, you know, producers. And he came in, and this was one of the songs that he was just pushing for us to be better on, you know, really pushing the songwriting element of it's not ready yet. It's just got that little more, just needs that little more edge to it. You know, I think it's the chorus. And I'm going away at night and tearing my hair out going, but the chorus is there. And trying to find it within myself to come up with a new chorus and keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and finally we got it, and we were all happy because it took so long. But sometimes those songs, the perseverance of those songs is what makes them great, you know.
Yeah.
And that was one of those songs that really came out the other side that we were really happy with, really really happy with that one, because as I say, the perseverance as us all, as a band and as a whole, you know, we really dug deep to find that within ourselves to come out with that song. So, yeah, we're very proud of it. Very, very proud of it.
Superb. Okay, so the album More Than This is out on 10th of March. You're playing Camden Assembly as part of the tours on the 30th of that month as well. Conrad, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. This is the Lucas Date and Two Worlds Apart.